Well, the existing issues are the fact that people are continuing to look for better solutions in terms of reducing overall toxicity. Indoor air quality, due to the recent CDC changes, has become more topical than ever.
So we're here. It's on the first afternoon of the FSPMA show. The initial start has happened, and as you can see, somebody actually stopped by the podcast booth to talk. You look like you're a little frazzled. Was it that busy this morning?
I'll call it the calm after the storm, Dave. There was a nice flow of traffic, and the building was just a tad humid. So for me, being in from northern climates, it was a warm pace.
Okay, so you're here at the first day. Let's tell people you're at the FSPMA conference, which we have every year. You're here for what? Explain to people so that they can know. Hey, because this is going to be on the website, yep, all year long, so they can go and visit you and see what you're all about.
Well, I would love people to come and visit me. I'm here representing our line, Earth Laboratories, a line of specialty chemicals. I work with our local distributor, Gem Supply, and I work with an awesome trainer in Dave Thompson. And here to address the questions and concerns of existing customers, and here to engage prospects to see.
So what are the existing issues? I mean, let's talk about it.
Well, the existing issues are the fact that people are continuing to look for better solutions in terms of reducing overall toxicity. Indoor air quality, due to the recent CDC changes, has become more topical than ever. So people understand that employing solutions that bring in less VOCs and contaminants into their indoor air is important.
Well, yeah, if anything did teach us that, like over the last couple of years, it is that what we breathe is extremely important. Now, as a COPD sufferer, I know this, but a lot of people that just get, you know, they give breathing not a second thought.
Dave, you know, as someone who has a condition that makes you more sensitive, you are more knowledgeable. Sometimes it takes a couple of years for things to set in. And what's kind of driving the continued interest and adoption is the fact that there's a lot more academic research as a result of COVID driving the, you know, heavier use and review of chemicals to combat the pandemic. You know, what's working, what's not working, what's effective, what's ineffective. All of these issues are more topical, and at this show you have a combination of both the plant people and you have the housekeeping, historical people. You have
okay. So for the people that audience are listening, that are watching, that don't understand, what do you mean plant people?
I would have to say systems, HVAC, being one in particular, which impacts some of the stuff that I'm talking about. You know, grounds.
Facility maintenance.
Facilities. So, you're right. Structure, all of that.
Yeah, we're not just talking about custodians, although that's where most of what you and I talk about most of the time.
Correct. So it's actually interesting to see and learn about other things that are impacting the industry, because sometimes they actually dovetail some of the things you and I talk about very closely.
Yeah, much more than people do realize until you have those conversations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of these systems tend to be interconnected and obviously reliant on each other for optimal performance.
You know, I think people come to a conference like this to look for something new.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I'd say yes and no in the sense that I think they come to engage the vendors they're currently using, maybe find out if there's anything that they can do differently. I don't know if it's always something new. You know what? Maybe it's mostly looking for something new, but in general, I think engagement is always a good thing. And when you have a conference like this, you bring a lot of people together, which creates a community. And ideas and conditions are exchanged so that this like pooling of information tends to make us realize that, you know, some of us have the same problems and some of us have completely unique problems.
Well, and speaking of such, I'm sure that this Florida conference isn't the only one you go to.
This Florida conference is my second, and at the moment, this is right now With the exception of the clean shows by Gem Supply, yes, it is the only one right now.
So whenever you're talking with people, is it more selling your product or listening to their issue and finding an answer?
Actually, it's both. I actually have gotten some of my best information by listening to people, because gradually as they speak to both myself and other people manning the booth about their issues or their interests, it can raise my level of awareness of how my product or maybe another product may fit in with what they're looking for.
So we've got a couple hours tonight for people to look around and talk. Is there a point where they just keep talking about the same thing, or do you see the same people come back and go, hey, I thought about that and I want to talk more about that?
We're going to find out. I kind of hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can tell you that while I don't spend a lot of time in Florida, it's really nice to start seeing customers where I have familiarity and say hello and see how they're doing and have them walk up and say, yeah, I use your stuff. And, you know.
Well, I think that's one of the interesting things about conferences, especially, you know, somebody says, well, should I come the first day or the second or the third? You know, there's many educational programs going on now. You're stopped here. It's quiet. Everybody's in classes right now. But it'll get busy here in a little bit while they're breaking from class. But I think the thing is they have to hear a message more than once.
Again, it depends upon the individual. Some people, maybe once triggers that nerve because it addresses a specific point of interest or pain for them. And in hearing it only once, they can act upon it. Other people, yeah, you're right. It does take a while. The message sometimes has to be kind of parroted and repeated and to a point where they're saying, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I think I'm going to look into it further.
Yeah, I've kind of found that the more times you come to a conference, while some things do repeat, you never know whenever somebody goes, hey, I saw it and last year, but this year I brought my boss with me. And now we're having a whole nother conversation.
Well, I hope that's the case. I mean, you obviously want to be engaging wherever possible the right person. But quite frankly, Dave, I don't exclude anybody from being the right person. Because honestly, I think some of the people doing the work, while they may not be the decision makers, are very informative as to what issues are within any programs and stuff like that, that you may be able to address, or maybe someone else at Gem Supply may have a product or service that can address.
So let's talk a little bit about the product that you have here.
Our lead product and a product we've had success with here is our Peroxy HDOX. It's a hydrogen peroxide cleaner disinfectant, EPA registered, and it's an effective cleaner. It's an effective heavy-duty cleaner. It's versatile to be used on any washable surface. We get good feedback from the customers that use it. And it ties in with the message that where I think and hope kind of the industry is heading, that you know, indoor air quality, harping on the recent CDC changes and the recent pandemic, is going to be a continued area of focus. So less chemicals, less chemical ingredients, more high quality indoor air, and better indoor air quality is directly and measurably impactful on cognitive function. And that's a quote from Joseph Allen. He's a professor of building sciences at the H.T. Chan School of Health at Harvard University. Very bright guy. His research is cited by the U.S. Green Buildings Council, as well as the CDC and their recent changes.
Yeah, I happened to be watching episode of a show last night, and I stopped. You know, as we all do, we flip through the channels, right? Kind of like the people are walking through here. They're flipping through the channels, basically, right?
Through the channels, yep.
And then you see something, you stop, and you go, wait a minute, maybe I should pay attention. And these folks were talking about, you know, they didn't have a pulmonologist, and it had to wait 30 days for it. And this lady said, you don't understand, folks. And she looked straight into the camera. Whenever you can't breathe, you shut down.
Yeah, you don't have 30 days.
You know, and I thought that was very, very, I mean, she was absolutely directly on point. You know, to think about it, when you can't breathe, you know, my wife said, hey, our closet, and we live in a 400-foot trailer. She said, we need something to make the closet smell better. We put it in there. 30 minutes later, I'm where I can't breathe. I had to get out of there. You know, this is what you're talking about, right?
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Dave. And honestly, you know, statistics, reliable statistics show that between 8 and 14% of any student population has students with allergies, asthma, chemical sensitivities. And interestingly enough, that unfortunately is on the rise. So, you know, you have to start asking yourself, what's causing it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And so, you know, you think about it, you think that's one cleaner product that you're talking about is just one small cog in the big wheel, but without the, you know, that cog can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And you know, I cited the research from Joe Allen at Harvard in terms of, you know, his recommendations, and the bulk of it is for ventilation, indoor air refreshing, changeover.
Right. Right. Yes.
But invariably, you know, he says a simple decision is not bring things in.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about it.
It may not be a big item, but it's an addressable item. It's a very economically easy item to address. And so why not?
Well, you know, I happen to have used your product for a long time and everything, and so I agree in the fact that, and one of the things I like is not having to use more than one product. I can have, and I don't have to worry about the light duty and the heavy duty conflicting with each other because they're both the same product. They're diluted differently.
That's correct. And thank you for that, by the way. You've been a very strong supporter, and I do appreciate working with you and some of the demos we've done together and learning about even the application of my own product using better techniques.
Well, but to your point, my focus on that is how we apply the product. It goes beyond just the product itself. I was talking with a gentleman a little bit ago before you got here, and we were talking about, I said, hey, it's practices and process as much as it is product.
You know, what does Mark Cuban say on Shark Tank? People, process, or one of those guys.
Yeah.
People, process, and something else.
I leave the profit part of it out.
Well, I don't even think it was profit, actually. There's a third part of the trilogy. You are a process guy, and like I said, in working with you, I've learned, if you noticed, recently, since you and I have been working together, when I reach in my bag, I don't pull out a spray bottle, I pull out a pump sprayer, because guess what? I learned what a better tool is for applying the product. Much more effective, much less, shall we say, waste and unnecessary disbursement of the chemical I'm looking to apply to a solution to resolve.
Well, before we get inundated with a whole bunch of people here coming out from class, let's tell people where they can find your product, how to get, and you know, when you're not here at the conference.
They can easily look up the product based on its brand name, which is Peroxy H-Dox. Our local distributor here in Orlando is Gem Supply. There's information available online, and they can feel free to reach out to me. Should I leave my contact information?
Already?
My cell number is 732-492-7927. I pick up my phone calls. And my email is mlsebeck@gmail.com.
Now, folks, he doesn't come down here all the time. He's from up there, up on the north end of the coast. But we get him down here to Florida every once in a while. So, Mike, thanks a lot for coming by and having a chat.
Hope to see you in January when it's zero up north. Thanks,
Dave. I'll be up in Baltimore in March.
Sorry to hear that.